Continuation of the Life of St. Teresa, Episode 41. Using all her powers of persuasion, St. Teresa managed to obtain from the Father General that his permission for further foundations would extend also to houses of friars. I was very sad to see our Father General return to Rome. I had grown to love him very much, and it seemed to me I was left helpless. After some days passed, I was thinking about how necessary it would be, if monasteries of nuns were to be founded, that there be friars observing the same rule. Seeing how few friars there were in this province, making me even wonder whether or not they were going to die out, I prayed to the Lord over the matter very much and wrote to Father General. In the letter, I begged him for this permission as best I knew how, giving him the reasons why it would be a great service to God. I pointed out how the difficulties that could arise were not sufficient to set aside so good a work, and suggested to him what service it would render to Our Lady, to whom he was very devoted. She must have been the one who arranged it. This letter reached him while he was in Valencia, and from there he sent me the permission for the foundation of two monasteries, because he desired the best religious observance for the order. Well then, being consoled in having the permissions, my concern grew in that there was no friar in the province that I knew who could begin the work, nor any layman who desired to make such a start. Neither did I have a house or the means to get one. Here I was, a poor, disguised nun, without help from anywhere, only from the Lord, weighed down with patent letters and good desires, and without there being any possibility of my getting the work started. Neither courage nor hope failed, for since the Lord had given the one thing, he would give the other. Everything now seemed very possible, and so I set to work.